customer is always right, don't we say, and that they vote with their feet. And literally in this case they have, because they've really embraced this e-bike scheme and it's proven to be a massive success since it's launched in June 2022 in Sligo. And as you rightly say, the stats don't lie. Over 200,000 e-bike rides since June 2022, over 10,000 users, which is like 50% of the population of the town, have used this. And can I give a big shout out to the one person who has made over 1,500 trips and has cycled over 3,300 kilometres, and I hope that he or she gets a loyalty card. But, you know, it's easy to see why the scheme has been so successful, because the e-bikes are easy, they're a convenient mode of transport. They're very cheap. You don't have to tax or insure them. They're faster than a car that's stuck in traffic. And they're good for you both physically and mentally. You know, it's great exercise and it's good to be out in the open air, isn't it? So, you know, people will sleep certainly after days on them of exercise. And also, as we all know, it's very good for the environment because they don't pollute. And finally, it reduces traffic congestion. So look, with all of those benefits, it's a no-brainer and unsurprising why the users of all ages, all genders, both locals and tourists, have taken to using the e-bikes.
And councillor, does this evidence just kind of back up the idea, as you said, that it is environmentally friendly, this mode of transport, and it's very sustainable, but it's also very healthy for people to be travelling this way? And I guess, does it kind of to back up the idea that it's about just introducing these types of things to the public, that people aren't sure if these things are going to take off until they're actually introduced? So it's just saying, if you can give people a chance, quite more often than not, that they'll avail of certain ideas like this.
Absolutely, because again, as you rightly say, the data doesn't lie. There is a demand for it. The customers have embraced it fully. And certainly one of the motions, one of the discussions that we had at the recent council meeting of the Burr District Council, and to be fair, just to acknowledge that the council staff who monitor and, you know, check on this initiative as well. But one of the comments that I had made was just to review where the locations of the e-bikes are, because there is such a significant demand. So make sure that we have the right amount of bikes in the right location.